Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It's Friday, it's April 8th, it's 2010. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, to tell you about movies and toys and all that good stuff. So let's get started with a roundup of all the movie news. Last week at the box office, Clash of the Titans was number one at $61.2 million. Many of those were 3D dollars. Tyler Perry's Why Did I Get Married 2, number two, $29.3 million. How to Train Your Dragon, number three, with $29 million. The Last Song, $16 million, number four. And Alice in Wonderland rounded out the top five with $8.2 million. This week, your new movies include, let's see, Date Night, The Square, and in limited release, Afterlife, which has Liam Neeson and Christina Ricci as someone who may or may not be quite dead. In the news, Lucasfilm announced a partnership with the Robot Chicken people, including Seth Green, to develop a Star Wars comedy program. What kind of comedy program isn't quite clear because the various reports seem to be guessing a lot. Some people are saying, oh, it's a sitcom, and other people are saying it's 30 minutes of Robot Chicken every week. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it'll be live action. It'll probably be animated. But I guess we will see. It's like a big game of telephone. Tonight's episode of Clone Wars is called Zillow Beast. It takes place on Malastare, and there are Duggs, sort of a Cloverfield Godzilla creature thing. It's super powerful, and the Jedi can't hurt it. It's all right. It's got a cool new stun tank, which should make a fun little toy, and it's first in a multi-part series, so check it out. Disney confirmed there will be a production starting on a sequel to Tron Legacy. I know that one chick in the trailer is pretty hot, and everyone loves Jeff Bridges, but it seems early. But I guess that means the movie's going to be pretty good, if they're admitting that they're going to do a sequel already. I hope. Serenity Float Out comic book is coming from Dark Horse in June. It features stories about Wash, written by the great Patton Oswalt. It will be $3.99. Predators, the four-part comic adaptation of the new film, comes out in July. All in July, so it's going to be like one week here's the other. You can get it all at once. Toys and stuff. Doctor Who. Underground Toys will now make figure with TARDIS sets for about $50. There are two coming already, including the fourth Doctor in one of them, and they're about $49.99, so you can order him by himself or with a TARDIS. I recommend ordering him by himself from entertainmentearth.com because we have them, and it'll be great. Come on, admit it. It'll be great. Also, Tonner Doll will be doing a new 10th Doctor doll in his trademark snappy suit. Transformers. Hasbro confirmed Blur is coming to his Transformers Generations line as a remold of Autobot Drift, which is the samurai robot from the IDW comics, in case you didn't hear. BotCon confirmed that G2 Breakdown will be one of their exclusives. It is based on the Sideswipe mold, and it looks killer. It's also the same deco as the very first BotCon exclusive from thousands of years ago. It's gorgeous. It's the ugliest thing you may ever see. I have to have one. Dexter, Dark Horse has a bust based on the serial killer from the TV show. It has one hand raised to the sky, looking at a blood slide, and the other hand lurking behind his back, holding a knife. Clever. It was sculpted by Gentle Giant, and it looks like a really nice form. Jonah Hex, NECA will be doing action figures. DC Direct will be doing statues and busts. Nice stuff. Megan Fox fans may want to take note. We have a number of these items with pictures on entertainmentearth.com right now. Just search on Jonah. J-O-N-A-H, Hex, H-E-X. Universal Monsters. Minimates pre-orders with pictures are now live for Creature from the Black Lagoon and the Wolfman. They're great. Also, the images of Diamond Select's awesome mummy figure. Awesome. Awesomely, awesomely gorgeous. You'll love it. And last up, the first 2010 Biff Bang Pow Comic-Con exclusive has been announced from Entertainment Earth. It will be a two-pack of Lost Mego-style figures. One will be Jacob, the other will be the Man in Black. The set will be $39.99. Convention prices have not been finalized, but if you're not going to San Diego Comic-Con and you want to make sure you get Jacob and the Man in Black, you can pre-order it right now on entertainmentearth.com. Speaking of Entertainment Earth, it's still our 14th anniversary sale going strong through April 14th, 2010. You can get 14 items for $14, including a Tribble, a Twilight board game, a Twilight doll, Star Wars figure, Star Wars bust-up, Star Trek stuff. It's fantastic. Also, if you order $59 or more of in-stock merchandise, we'll send you a free Star Wars Darth Vader shot glass. And if you're in the U.S. and you choose Super Saver shipping, check site for details. We'll pay for shipping. How great is that? I'll tell you, it's very great. So remember, order something cool today, and hurry, because the sale ends April 14th at Entertainment Earth. that's all for this week, boys and girls. I hope you're having a great mid-season hump. The television landscape, except for Lost, seems to be a little slow right now. You know, my favorite Thursday night stories aren't on, so no 30 Rock or Parks and Recreation will be back until the end of the month, and that's about it. So this is Adam Paula signing off. Hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you find it informative. If you do find it informative, all I ask for you to do, one little thing, when you check out at entertainmentearth.com, if and when you decide to buy something, please mention you listen to the podcast. We just would like to know, because I can keep doing these if you're listening, and yeah, that's pretty much it. So thanks for listening. I'll see all you guys next time. Have a great weekend, and catch a movie, because there's a few good options.